As far as the moves the Houston Texans made this offseason, very, very interesting moves. Obviously, the first and foremost you think about is Brock Osweiler bringing him in. I know that that's something that made you very excited.
Yeah, of course. He's a very good quarterback. He really hasn't had a lot of NFL experience, but from what he showed, he showed, man, that he can get the job done against anybody and everybody. And he did at a high level in Denver.
What has the process been for the two of you and kind of you getting to know him and, getting to know the routes that you like to run and getting that chemistry up?
It's been great. As soon as he signed or as soon as he verbally committed to come here, we were thrown to Arizona, probably not even a week later. So just trying to get that timing down and doing it on our own, no coaches around.
Certainly a good thing for you, and kind of what kind of help can you at least provide to him on how to learn the offense? I mean, Bill O'Brien's offense obviously is a bit unique and a little bit different than what they were running in Denver.
Oh, yeah, by far. It's a very versatile offense, and everything runs through the quarterback, almost like the Patriots. The quarterback, he is the offense, and they give Brock that control, and that's what he like. I'm gonna do the best I can of going out there and helping him out. But he's a smart guy. He stays out there at the stadium later than anybody. He gets there just as early as anybody. So he's putting in the work right now before the season started to be prepared.
Talking with DeAndre Hopkins here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Looking at obviously the other moves, I want to talk about Will Fuller and the fact that you guys get a guy who can maybe take a little bit of the attention away from you, which is a good thing. I know that you're looking forward to having somebody you can stretch the field on the other side of you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We got Will and Braxton Miller, two guys that are very explosive. They haven't did anything in the NFL, but from what they did in college, hopefully they can carry that over and help me out.
What does it help having another quarterback-type guy in a huddle like Braxton Miller, somebody who understands, kind of how things work as far as an offense goes?
Man, it's always good to have a guy that's very educated football-wise about defenses, because this offense, every player has to be very knowledgeable of defenses. You just can't go out there and run a route. You have to know what coverage it is. It's a lot that goes on, and I'm pretty sure Braxton is going to help some of the guys out, that younger guys out with that.
With the management, obviously, having those moves, getting Lamar Miller, getting some of these other guys that they brought in here this offseason, it really sends the message that this team is ready to win now, and I'm sure that's something you're appreciative about.
Yeah, we were close last year, making it to the playoffs and getting beat by the Chiefs the way we did. Nobody won't that feeling in their mouth anymore. And winning division, we feel like this is our division now. The past has been the Colts, but we've definitely been making steps and progress to maintain it.
How much does it help to have that taste in your mouth, though, at least as a motivator?
Oh, man, that's the best motivation in any sport, getting beat in a playoff game. The whole world's watching you, the only game on. It's embarrassing. You don't ever want that to happen again. So, that's in the back of our mind, even though that's in the past.